大家好，我们今天要去九份吗？
Yes, we're going to go to. We've already been to Jiufen.
Oh,
We've
right.
covered that. Jiufen, gold,
Uh-huh.
old town, some movie near the ocean, blah, blah, blah. I've never been there.
Where are we going today?
Today, we're going to Lugang.
Oh, that 天后宫。
Yes,
You've been there,
I've been
right?
there. I was there
So,
last Chinese New Year.
do you like the temple?
I loved it.
Right. You know what the 天后宫 worship? Who?
Matsu. It's for Matsu.
You're not lying.
No,
You've been
I really was there.
there.
It's in a circle. There's traffic all around and people selling peanuts. And then you go in. When I was in the temple, I don't remember very much because everyone had those sticks.
对，烧香。
That's right. And I was just trying not to get burned.
I know.
'Cause everyone's doing this and they're all like waving near my
Right.
face. And I'm like, don't burn me, please. Help me, please. No, it was really interesting. We spent about half an hour walking around the temple and then saw some of the lovely city of Lugang. So Chris is going to learn a little bit about this great city in our conversation today.
Big fun in small towns.
So, I can spend a day in Jiufen. What about Lugang?
Lugang has a lot of beautiful temples and scenery.
People say that the temples there are old and precious.
Yes, one of the most well-known is the Tianhou Temple.
Many people go there to honor Matsu, right?
Right. Mostly they pray and ask for protection.
I'll make sure to ask for blessings.
Also, you can visit Wanggang Fishing Port.
You bet. Nothing is better than fresh seafood.
After this trip, you'll come back feeling like a new man.
Scenery. Scenery. Tom likes to take pictures of scenery and his friends. Tom likes to take pictures of scenery and his friends. Precious. Precious. The museum has many precious paintings to see. The museum has many precious paintings to see. Pray. Pray. Some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal. Some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal. Fresh. Fresh. Alan works on a farm and can eat fresh vegetables every day. Alan works on a farm and can eat fresh vegetables every day.
So, of course, Jeffrey and Chris are continuing to talk about these great places to visit in Taiwan.
I like Jiufen.
You do?
I do.
Okay, well, that was yesterday. Today
All
is
right.
Lugang. Can
you
we,
like
can,
Lugang.
Can we talk about Lugang? I love it.
You love it.
I'm moving there.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow.
You're lying.
Everything's packed.
No,
the cat's
you're
ready.
Lying.
We're all going to Lugang.
So, seems like you love Matsu a lot.
Oh, do I?
You don't?
I absolutely do. Matsu's exciting because whenever Matsu comes around, there's lots of noise and fireworks and people getting shot with fireworks.
There's another festival.
It's pretty exciting, yeah. Is that a Matsu festival too?
Yeah, I
Is
think
that
so.
In Lugang?
Right.
Is it really in
Lugang?
Oh, there you go. Okay, so let's find out more. Since you know so much, you can explain it all to us. Chris says, so I can spend a day in Jiufen. He understands that that's a day. Of course, it's not far from Taipei, right? So that's what he means, spend a day. And what about Lugang, he says?
Lugang has a lot of beautiful temples and sceneries. But, you know, the most famous one is 天后宫
This is the temple, right? Well, let's talk about the scenery first.
Okay.
Scenery is what we're talking about when we look at the land, mm-hmm. okay? So you're on a mountain and you see other mountains or the ocean. You mm-hmm. go to the beach, you see beautiful ocean waves and maybe an island over there. But you're seeing it with your eyes, okay? So when you go to a beautiful place like Taiwan or Canada or anywhere with wonderful mountains and lakes and rivers, you're going to be looking at the scenery.Take
right.
pictures of the scenery,、mm. not the landscape. Landscape is a word we don't often use when we're talking about beautiful things to see with your eyes. There, we're talking about the scenery.
Right. 所以从我们双眼啊，一眼望过去的这些风景，一眼望过去的景色，就叫做 scenery.
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 S-C-E-N-E-R-Y. S-C-E-N-E-R-Y.E-N-E-R-Y. But of course, that's a soft C. It's not skeenery.
No.
It's scenery. For example, Tom likes to take pictures of scenery and his friends.
Mm-hmm. 所以像这个拍照的时候啊，因为一眼望过去这个景色，我们通常喜欢拍起来 take pictures of scenery and friends.
And his friends. That's what a lot of people do on holiday,、
right.
don't they?、
Mm-hmm.
Chris says, people say that the temples there are old and precious. All right, people say. This is something that he's heard other people talking about when they talk about Lugang.、
Mm-hmm.
The temples are old and precious. Well, of course, they're old, right? It's a important, historic, old place. Precious, though,means valuable. It's really special. It's something that needs to be protected because it could cost a lot of money, right?
Right.
Diamonds or jewelry can be precious, but places and things can be precious too because they're important. They're historic.
Right.
They tell the story of a people from a long time ago. Things that we see in museums, mm-hmm. for example, are often very precious.
Right. So precious 其实是很珍贵的意思。那这个所谓的珍贵啊，不一定指的是黄金、钻石的珍贵。有时候像是古迹或者是很重要的一些庙宇都是非常珍贵的 Precious P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S
That's right. For example, the museum has many precious paintings to see. Okay? The museum has many precious paintings to see. We should also point、mm-hmm. out that there are other things that are precious, right? Like your friends.
Right.
Your family.
Family.
Good health
Right.
Happiness.
Right.
You know, these are things that are very valuable. You can't put money on it. You can't say, oh, my health is worth $3 million. No. But it's something very important and you should protect it. You should take care of it. Because
right.
if you lose it, like if you lose a famous painting or a diamond ring or a good friend...Your life will not be so good.
That's right. 所以这是一个很好的点呢。家人啊，朋友，甚至健康都很 precious, 很珍贵哦。
Very precious. Back to Lugang. Jeffrey says, yes, about the temples, one of the most well-known is the Tianho Temple.
Right. One of the most famous one is the Tianho Temple. 所以其实 well-known 就是 famous, 就是有名的意思。
Right.
And you know, a lot of people just go there to worship, to honor...
Okay.
Just like you said, Matsu.
Just like Matsu.、
Mm-hmm.
Does the Tian... Because I know some temples in Taiwan are good for some things.、
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to this one for business success.
Right, right,
you go to this one for a good love life,
right,
a good family.
Right.
Is the Tianho Temple more powerful for a certain kind of problem? Like if I'm sick or unhappy or worried about my job or anything?
This, I don't know quite well, but...I know that Mazu is really、mm-hmm. good at solving problems、
oh,
and、
okay.
protecting fishermen.
I've heard of fishermen
yeah,
or
fishermen.
Farmers or people like
right,
that,
right,
people
right.
who get their job from the land、
yeah.
also、go to Mazu temples too.
Right,
so
right.
I guess for almost any problem, that's why it's so well known. That's、
mm-hmm.
why it's so famous, right? And Chris says many people go there to honor Mazu,、
mm-hmm.
right?
To worship, 就是去拜拜的意思。
Yeah, when you honor someone, you show your respect for them、
right.
in a kind of public way.、
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, on Teacher's Day, you might honor your teachers by giving them some flowers or a gift and saying, thank you, teacher, for being so helpful and teaching us wonderful things. You're honoring them. Jeffrey says, right, mostly they, that's the people at the temple, pray and ask for protection. Okay, right. Yeah, praying is a very, very important activity when you go to a temple or a church. You can be Buddhist or Christian or Muslim. People might pray in different ways, right? Christians might do that. Mm-hmm. You might use the sticks. Mm-hmm. Muslims might get down on the ground. But it means you're basically talking to God, showing your respect, maybe asking for some help or something like that. Mm-hmm.
所以我们拜拜的时候啊，通常都会说，哎，我是谁啊，住哪里啊？啊，希望妈祖可以保佑我什么什么。当我在做这个动作，其实就是在祈祷，就是在 pray。P-R-A-Y, pray. 当然所有的宗教都可能会有这样所谓 pray 的动作，所以不一定只是基督教才会 pray， 其实我们在拜拜的时候也是 pray and ask for protection.
Exactly. Our example sentence for the word pray reads, some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal. Mm-hmm. Some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal.
Some people pray before every meal.
That's true, they do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. In English, in at least in the Christian church, we call that grace. To say grace.
Oh.
Is to pray before a meal. That's a special kind of prayer, I guess.
To say gratitude?
Grace. G-R-A-C-E. Mm-hmm. S-A-Y. Say grace.
Say grace,
yeah.
To thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, exactly. 餐前如果在祷告的话，如果是基督徒啦，就是 say grace,、mm-hmm. pray 的动作。
Right. Chris says, I'll make sure to ask for blessings. Okay. To make sure of something is to really be careful that you will do it. Something you don't want to forget. So you can say, I will make sure, or you can tell someone, hey, make sure you buy milk at the store or something、mm-hmm. like that. Don't forget、mm-hmm. is basically what you want the person to not do.
就是确保一定会如何如何的意思。Make sure to do something.确定一定要怎样怎样、
mm-hmm. 嗯、
所以当然一定会要去拜一下
It's cold outside, so make sure to take a jacket.
Thank you.
Make sure to lock the door before you leave.
Sure.
Make sure to eat your vitamins, eat your vegetables and fruit.
Right.
Make sure to sleep really well.
Right.
I sound like a mom. All right, Jeffrey says, also, you can visit Wanggong Fishing Port. Did I say that right? Wanggong.
王宫渔港哦。
王宫 fishing port.、Mm. Never went there. Okay. A fishing port, of course, is a place where boats will come in. And these are fishing boats, boats that go out and catch fish. And then they bring it back to the port, and they get the fish off the boat, and we all have sushi.、
Mm.
And Chris says, you bet.、Mm. Nothing is better than fresh seafood. When you say、yeah. you bet, you're saying for sure. You're right. Of course. Definitely. 100%. You bet.
Because bet is gamble, right?
Exactly. And they're telling you, you bet, because if you do, you'll get your money. You won't lose.
Or I say, I bet.
I bet means I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah. When you say, I'll bet.
I'll bet.
I'll bet.
Means I'm sure.
It means I don't really believe you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends how you say it.
Really?
Yeah. This movie's really good because he's in it. Oh, I like him. I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
Or...I'm going to make you dinner, and you say, yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, right.
Because you don't really believe me.
正常的情况之下，如果说 you bet 或者是 I bet 的时候，其实就是非常确定的意思。
Mm-hmm.
因为你敢赌嘛，赌下去你一定赢的、啊、所以才会用 you bet 或者是 I bet.
English.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, 又到了大卫老师的英文快译通。英文啊，有些片语差了一个字，意思上可就大不同哦。用错了可是会很尴尬的哦。今天我们就来看看糊涂妹 Vicky 又有什么傻傻分不清楚的问题哦。
Are you going to the movies on Saturday? 要看电影吗
？You bet.
哎，我本来就要去看电影啊。你要一起来的话，要说 I bet 吧。
哇。到底是 Yvonne 回的 You bet 对还是 Vicky 说的 I bet 对呢我们先来看 bet 这个字它的意思是打赌当动词使用那么 I bet 就是我打赌想想看你会和对方打赌想必是对某件事情很确定而且有一定的把握所以 I bet 表示的就是我敢说我确定这样的意思我们常会看到 I bet 后面接子句 比方像是今晚电视有播映家庭主妇奥利佛 Jamie at home， 我敢说 Lana 今天一定会早点回家。 I bet Lana will come home early tonight。 而且每次看完这次的美食节目后呢， I bet she will try to make the dish。 没错，我敢说她一定会试着做给他们家的猫咪吃。不过 Jamie Oliver 介绍的菜好像都是给人吃的耶，Bibi Bobo 应该会不喜欢的喵喵叫。 I bet the cats won't like the dish。 但是 Lana 也别因此放弃做菜哦， I bet someone will like your cooking。 那 you bet 又该如何使用呢？ You bet 的后面比较不常接句子，它用来回答对方当然、不客气，也就是我们常听到的 of course 和 you are welcome。 像是糊涂妹 Vicky 问Are you going to the movies on Saturday? 你星期六要去看电影吗？犀利妹一棒回答 You bet, 当然咯。最后也别忘记了，除了用 You're welcome 或 No problem 来回答 Thank you for your pen 之外，我们也可以用 You bet， 同样都可以表示不客气哦。常常啊替同学们解决英文上的疑问。不过坦白说，英文很多片语就连美国人和大卫老师自己就都很容易搞混，像是今天学的 I bet 和 you bet 换了主词意思上就不一样哦。 I bet 是说我敢说我确定，而 you bet 则是指当然这样的意思，小心别搞错哦。
No matter what, I'll bet, you'll bet, it's true, the fish at the Wangong fishing port are fresh.
Fresh.
Something fresh is very, very new. We usually use this to talk about foods, right? So if you get an apple from the tree, that's very fresh. If you get fish and it doesn't smell like fish,
No. It
must be very, very fresh. Mm. And people, of course, love to have fresh milk.You know, in their fridge when they're making something with it. So it means it's very new, it's not old. It came right from the farm. F-R-E-S-H, F-R-E-S-H. For example, Alan
works on a farm and can eat fresh vegetables every day.
That's great.
都吃得到新鲜的哦。
Pulls them out of the ground, gets them off the tree, washes them, boom, they're very fresh. Jeffrey says, after this trip, you'll come back feeling like a new man.
重点是啊。在这个度假之后一定会焕然一新哦， feel like a new man.
Yeah, you'll feel fresh, you'll feel good, you won't have any of that pressure. You could also, of course, say feel like a new woman, right? My friend might go to a spa and come back and say, oh, I feel like a new woman.
Okay.
Beautiful skin. All right, so that sounds like a great way to spend a little holiday. Thank you, Jeffrey and Chris, for those wonderful suggestions. So where are we going first, Jofen or Lugang?
Jofen's
closer.
Right.
All right. We'll see you there.
Big Fun 小聚会。
Oh my God! There is a cockroach in my noodles.
No, it's just my pet.
There are ants in my noodles.
It's just the ingredients.
Your thumb is in my noodles.
Ah, I didn't get hurt, la. Oh, hello, I'm Evita, la. 说真的，这种面哈，我也吃不下去。身为老板，也千万不要拿这种东西给消费者。好的，不知道各位同学们有听清楚刚刚的对话吗？客人说 ，There's a cockroach in my noodles. There's a cockroach in my noodles. 有蟑螂在我的面里。还有 There are ants in my noodles. There are ants in my noodles. 有蚂蚁在我的面里。最后 Your thumb is in my noodles. Your thumb is in my noodles. 在路边摊真的很常看到老板的手放在汤里面耶。有时候去餐厅里面用餐，水里面好巧不巧就有一只苍蝇在里面游泳，一定马上客诉的啊。那英文的说法就是 There's a fly in my glass of water. There's a fly in my glass of water. 同学们千万不要当 OK， 但是还是要学会捍卫自己美味的一餐哦。
Big fun in small towns.
So, I can spend a day in Zhoufei. What about Lugang?
Lugang has a lot of beautiful temples and scenery.
People say that the temples there are old and precious.
Yes, one of the most well-known is the Tianhou Temple.
Many people go there to honor Matu, right?
Right. Mostly they pray and ask for protection.
I'll make sure to ask for blessings.
Also, you can visit Wanggang Fishing Port.
You bet. Nothing is better than fresh seafood.
After this trip, you'll come back feeling like a new man.
Scenery. Scenery. Tom likes to take pictures of scenery and his friends. Tom likes to take pictures of scenery and his friends. Precious. Precious. The museum has many precious paintings to see. The museum has many precious paintings to see. Pray. Pray. Some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal. Some people pray before dinner to thank God for their meal. Fresh. Fresh. Alan works on a farm and can eat fresh vegetables every day. Alan works on a farm and can eat fresh vegetables every day.